Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
I drove back from the Midlands on the weekend. I was at a wedding again.
Noch een.
Back to back, my brew. We've done that drive a couple of weekends in a row now. But really nice. Really lekker to be out in the mountains. Mm. And while we're there, my new fiance is one of the bridesmaids, so she looked amazing.
Look at you.
So we're just there, and we're sort of, oh, okay, we need some photos. We're both looking pretty good, you know. And we ask someone to snap. And this person hands the phone back to my fiance with the best photos you've ever seen.
See?
Ever. And we're like, oh, man, these are amazing. What do you do? He's like, I'm a wildlife photographer.
Oh, okay.
So we're like, okay, we found the one actual camera person. But it got me thinking, do you do that thing where you ask other people to take photos when you're out and about somewhere?
Sometimes.
Because I'm normally that guy. Like, if we're at a touristy place, and I did it a couple of times now when we were in Greece, when you see other people in a family, especially with kids, and they're like, mom is taking a photo of dad and two kids, and then dad's taking a photo.
Yeah.
I will always be the person and be like, yo, would you like me to take a photo for you? You know, because I'll take die person.
Yeah,
but people don't want to give you their phones.
People don't want to give you their phones, first of all. And then the other thing about asking people to take a photo for you that I've seen in the past like year or so, and it great my sewer that oh I can't. So as ek vir jou my phone gee, and my settings is soos wat dit is. Moenie die settings verander nie. Neem die foto. Soos as ek sê, can you stand here and then just have it up like eye level or slightly above, take it like that. But don't take off the settings. Like with my phone, there is a setting that you can put on that I never take off because it's where the photo is live. So as jy hierdie foto, as jy dit dalk deel op Instagram, kan dit soos 'n video werk because there are like 30 frames and you can choose the best shot from one of those 30 frames, right? Maar as jy nou daai feature en daai setting afdraai, sonder dat ek vir jou vra dat jy dit doen, nou moet ek met twee lelike foto's sit, because I can't, of my oors toe, of ek trek my gesig, of wat ook al, now, I don't have good photos, and I don't trust you enough to go, oh, sorry, these are really rubbish, please can you take another two photos?
It's always awkward when you ask someone to take a photo, and they hand you back your phone, and the photos are really ugly.
Are you happy?
Sure. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Do you think people do that deliberately just because they're annoyed you asked them to take a picture?
Nee, ek dink net mense, hulle weet wat hulle wil doen, maar dit is nie noodwendig wat jy wil hê nie. En dan kom die foto's uit en dit is nie nice nie.
Yeah. But would you on a holiday ask a random person like, hey, please take a photo of me and Chris and the kids?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know a lot of my friends that go on solo trips, those childless people with endless disposable income, that will be more than happy to ask someone to take pics of them. But it is ook iets wat jy sommige mense is regtig baie gemaklik daarmee nie.
Yeah. Would you rather take photos yourself even though you don't get to be in some of them just so that you don't have to hand your phone over to a stranger, or are you quite happy being that person and be like, "Hey, sorry, would you mind just taking a photo of me and my friends?" But I also think people feel a bit awkward asking.
Ja, maar ook die ander ding is jy weet nooit is die persoon 'n rab wat so nice is om nou aan te bied om ons familiefoto's te neem op 'n vakansie of waar ook al ons is, of is dit 'n skelm wat my foon gaan vat en gaan weghol daarmee?
Okay, everyone close your eyes to say cheese gone fun. Hardloop iemand by die straat af. 0848500942, which side of that fence do you fall on? Are you happy? I'm happy asking people to take photos, man. We must just take nice ones, I think is the trick.
Please.
We're talking about whether or not you hand your phone over to people to take photos. And a lot of funny folks.
Guys, I got to tell you a funny thing about people asking me to take photos. So, of course, if it's people that we know, I would turn the cell phone on selfie mode, act as if I'm taking a lot of photos and actually be taking selfies of myself.
You see? There's always one person that ruins it for the rest of us.
I know. I can buy means for it in Plomani.
You know, what Benny sent us as well.
Thank you so much for a nice show and everything. We enjoyed. And on your question about asking somebody to take photos, if somebody asked me to take a photo, I always switch the camera to selfie, take a picture of myself, and then I switch it back and then I will take the picture.
You see?
Yeah.
Now we must have photos of random people.
100%. But I mean, you know, it's always all part of the memories.
Everyone should be more like David.
Hi, Robin and Roz and the Drive team. Yeah, I'm one of the trusting types that asks other people to take a photo. Also, I was on holiday in India once, and there was this guy who was on holiday on his own, all alone, in front of the Taj Mahal. I mean, I imagine that. I mean, taking a selfie, that's going to look really rubbish. So, I mean, he asked us to take a photo of him. In terms of the ugly photos, what I always do is somebody asks me, I take about 20 photos and, let them do a bit of a modeling thing, smile, walk, move, and then say to them, there we go, you've got 20 photos, you pick the best ones, delete the ugly ones.
David is the MVP.
Totally. That photographer, that Instagram husband that you didn't know you needed. Maar luister, I brought my Taj Mahal en ek dink altyd so, sê maar jy vra vir iemand om foto's te neem van jou by soos een van daai ikoniese landmerke.
Like an Eiffel Tower.
Like an Eiffel Tower or whatever. Like there's one angle in Paris at the Louvre where you can look like you're touching the top of it from certain angles of daai mense wat die Leaning Tower of Pisa so like
yes.
As of look. Imagine you ask someone to take a photo of you at one of these iconic things and the angle is totally wrong. And now there you are trying to do the thing that
you're
everyone
once
else
in a
is
lifetime.
Doing. Daar is jy soos net so bietjie uit die frame uit of the angle is net nie reg nie, so the perspective doesn't work. So now you've got a horrible photo of yourself at one of these awesome landmarks.
That's why we all need an Instagram husband like David.
Thank you, David. Well done.
We must put together a guide.
Definitely.
On how to.
Want daar is iets, want daar is altyd soos, daar is TikTok accounts en Instagram accounts van hoe om beter foto's te neem.
Ja.
I think that's a really good idea.
You want to do one? Because I know you, Mackenzie, you're very particular.
Ja.
If one person will tell you, vat weer een foto, ek lyk jy mooi nie, is haar naam Roseanne.
Maar gewoonlik is dit nie die fotograaf se fout nie. Dit is, ek is op my oors toe, of ek hou nie van hoe ek lyk nie. So that's why I will ask again.
We'll put a list together.
Let's
How about
do it.
It? Let's do it this week.
Yeah.
Will you take that on for us?
I will.
As our responsibility.
I'll come with tips and tricks to make you the best Instagram husband that you can be ahead of your nuptials in 2027.
Does say. Roz is going to teach us all how to Instagram husband.